This is the Business English Certificate Higher. Listening Test 3. Part 1. Questions 1 to 12. You will hear the chairman of the Business Broadcasting Committee of a television company. He is addressing a meeting of the committee. As you listen, for questions 1 to 12, complete the notes using up to 3 words or a number. After you have listened once, replay the recording. You have 45 seconds to read through the notes. Now listen and complete the notes.
Right, I'd like to call this meeting of the Business Broadcasting Committee to order.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. This is the first meeting of the new season and we have a great deal to discuss. First, I'd like to apologise for the confusion over the meeting room. It was to have been the blue room, but we've had to use this one, the red room, because of... Well, I'll spare you the details. Let's get on. Charles, you'll be taking the minutes as agreed. Right. Meeting commencing at 10 a.m. Or rather, 10:04 a.m. to be precise. This is a strategy and ideas meeting to decide on our programme requirements for the forthcoming TV schedules. We have to discuss... Firstly, if any change is required in the present number of business programmes in the company's output, and secondly, the content of these business programmes. These are the only points on the agenda in front of you, but I'm afraid it could be a lengthy meeting. First, numbers of programmes. It's been proposed to cancel The Financial World, or at least the programme in its present format. This programme has been losing audience share for some time. Fewer people are watching it compared to its rival, Company Update, on Channel 7. A major problem with The Financial World seems to be its time slot. At present, it goes out at 6 p.m. on a Sunday, whereas Company Update, which used to be broadcast on Sunday, has changed to Monday at 7 p.m. with a repeat at 7 a.m. the next morning. So, shall we cancel or change The Financial World? And if we cancel it, what shall we replace it with? A cancellation will leave us with a 50-minute slot to fill with a new business programme. Now, content of programmes. As an introduction and to get you thinking, I'd like you to watch this video. It's the first few minutes of last week's Business Agenda TV programme. Take notes and think about content. Ready?
Welcome to another edition of your weekly program, which looks at the latest business events. Business Agenda. The business world is still surprised at the latest rise in interest rates announced by the central bank yesterday. A full 1% was totally unexpected. To discuss this, we'll be talking to the chairman of the bank and Derek Hallam, the president of the Small Business Association. Now, Derek has been in the news lately. As you may recall, he made a speech to the CBI in which he expressed his concern at the damage being done to exports by the strength of the domestic currency. We'll be returning to that story later, but first, the other main news story. The proposed merger between the two giant chemical companies, AKC and TBN, is to go ahead, despite objections lodged with the Monopolies Commission. Shares in the companies have increased by 10% since the announcement. A spokesman for AKC has...
Right, I'll stop it there. But before we begin, I'd just like to draw your attention to some negative comments we've had from members of the public concerning the format of the programme. and secondly from the Institute of Managers about aggressive interviewing styles. The details are in the file in front of you. Now, to continue, there's been a question...
Now listen to the recording again. That is the end of part one. You now have 20 seconds to check your answers.